Welcome to the Evan Bray Show. I'm Justin Blackwell. Yeah, we're going into the bullpen for the next couple of days as Evan continues to recharge and reset, getting over a bug that hit a lot of people over Christmas, myself included. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and enjoying some much-needed time off. It's going to feel balmy today, and after the cold we just had, well above normal for this time of year as we see highs around that minus 3-degree mark. Wednesday, we get back to more seasonal highs of around minus 11. Of course, if you want to get in on the conversation, shoot me a text, 1-877-332-8255. We may open the phone lines for a bit as well. A lot to talk about as we wind down 2025. I'm looking forward to this conversation a bit later on in the show. Being the husband of a first responder, a joint research project is underway in Saskatoon to understand the mental health needs of local firefighters. Joel McNair is a Saskatoon firefighter, and Dr. Camelia Adams is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Saskatchewan. They're both leading the project. So they're looking into how firefighters cope with trauma, what supports are currently in place, and where the gaps may exist. That's coming up just after 9 o'clock. Sean Haney is also going to be on the show, the founder and CEO of Real Agriculture, also host of Real Ag on the Weekend, which you hear on this radio station. He'll be by as we take a look back at the past 12 months of agriculture in Saskatchewan and Canada, and look ahead to what 2026 might bring. That conversation is coming up just after 9:30. And Brian Lilly is also stopping by for a chat, political columnist for the Toronto Sun, who you hear on this radio station quite a bit. So we'll look back at the year in politics, the turning points, the controversies, and the decisions that, of course, continue to ripple across the country. We'll ask him about our province as well. And, of course, I'll look ahead to what 2026 might bring for Canadians. That's coming up just after 10 o'clock. So a busy show, but we're going to get started with the big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, it is a holiday tradition, the World Junior Hockey Championship, the tournament always starting on Boxing Day, being held in Minnesota this year. Always a fun time to sit down over the holidays with family and friends and watch some great hockey. And for the last few years, you've been able to hear a lot of those games right here on our radio station. All of Canada's games and then the gold and bronze medal games. And one of the voices you hear this year is that of TSN's Matt Cullen, who joins me now. Matt, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat today.
Yeah, good morning. Happy holidays to you and to all your listeners. And it's World Juniors time, and we're right in the thick of it now.
Absolutely. And we played Courage by the Tragically Hip right off the start. How's that song doing with fans over at the tournament?
I noticed he had the song all queued up there. Yeah, so far so good, although I think Canadian fans are hoping they can hear that a little bit more over the next couple of days here.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, if you didn't know, is also the voice of the Ottawa Senators. He'll be calling tonight's game against Columbus, correct?
That's right. I'm doing double duty here today, so you won't hear me tonight on the juniors, but I'll be back for the 31st against Finland, which is looking like it's going to be a pretty big game.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting off with your Sens really quick, entertaining old school shootout with the Leafs coming out of the Christmas break there.
Yeah, it's been a chaotic couple of weeks and some tough weather in Eastern Canada. I just learned that Columbus was not able to get out of Columbus last night to fly to Ottawa, so could be a bit of a dicey day weather-wise. But in terms of the action on the ice, yeah, always the Battle of Ontario never disappoints. That was actually the first time they met since last year's six-game playoff series, and of course it ended with some fisticuffs. Ottawa ended up 2 goals short, but, you know, 3 more meetings to go.
Absolutely. All right, Matt, World Juniors, as I mentioned, being held in Minnesota this year. What's the mood like in Mini right now?
Yeah, I think that, well, you know, we haven't seen a ton of Canadian fans down there. I mean, they've been playing in the smaller rink, which is at the University of Minnesota. But I think there's overall a really good appetite for this tournament, as per usual. To be honest, I was expecting maybe a bit more to see fuller buildings and things like that. But I guess given different situations, long drives and weathers and other factors, that the stadiums haven't been as full for the Canada games. Obviously, at the bigger rink where the Minnesota Wild play, that's where the U.S. are, that's where Sweden is. They are full rinks, that's for sure. So I think that a lot of people cheering on Canada, but maybe from their TVs and listening on the radio.
Well, I was going to mention, is that a concern for organizers, given the amount of empty seats when it comes to those Canadian games?
Yeah, I just looking at a couple of reports and reporters yesterday saying that I think they were counting on a lot more Canadian fans to be south of the border this year. So I think they'd obviously like to have full stadiums. It's been a while since Minnesota's had the juniors, going back to the early 80s, but there's been other tournaments. North Dakota's been one, and Buffalo has been another one. So obviously closer places for Canadians to drive to. Maybe Buffalo takes the edge on the closer department there, being closer to the greater Toronto area. But I think that, yeah, obviously they want to have fuller buildings, but you know, there's always some kinks and things like that in the round robin. I think overall the product on the ice has been really good, and it's Canada's favorite holiday tradition. So I think that appetite, you can definitely feel that fans are watching on the edge of their seat.
TSN's Matt Collin joining us this morning, a voice of Team Canada on this radio station. Now, Canada taking on Denmark tonight. 2-0 to start the tourney after a wild opener against Czechia, and then a nail-biter against Latvia. Needed overtime for that one. Thoughts on the start so far for Canada? I'm hearing a lot of, 2-0, but...
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, a bit of a nervy start for the Canadians. Obviously, the Czechs have been really good against Canada. The Czechs have a really strong program. They have for the last couple of years. They've medaled in three straight tournaments, and they've beaten Canada twice in a row in the quarterfinals. So that's been a real thorn in Canada's side. And once again, the Czechs, they did not disappoint. I had that call with Cameron Gauntz on the radio a couple of days ago. And, it was tied 3-3 after two periods. So if you look at that, most games are going to be a coin flip in Canada. Managed to score 4 in the third period en route to a 7-5 win. Probably not one the coaches love, but yeah, you get the 3 points in the group, and that's what's important there. And then Latvia, a year from the anniversary where Latvia won its first ever World Junior game against Canada in a shootout in Ottawa. Again, they were really difficult. They tied the game late, and then Canada needed an overtime power play to win. So they didn't get maximum points there, the Canadians. They got 2 points out of a possible 3. And I was listening to Craig Button, who's our director of scouting, and his expert prediction was Canada wouldn't get maximum points, but they would still win the group, and they have a pretty good opportunity to do that still, even though they won an overtime against Latvia.
Any concern with that top line of Tiga Ginla, Porter Matone, and Michael Misa not quite clicking yet?
Maybe a little bit, but Canada has so much depth across all four lines. It's hard to say that one line is the first line, one line's the second line, or the third or the fourth. Everybody's a first-round pick. Every forward on that team is a first-round pick, with the exception of Gavin McKenna, who might just be the first overall pick next year. So I think that if one line isn't clicking right away, then there's going to be others to back up. Obviously, Michael Hage has had a really nice tournament so far. He has 4 points in the two games, including the overtime winner. Martins looks like he has a lot of pep. Gavin McKenna's made some nice plays as well. So I think overall the offense is in a better place than where it was last year. That last year just 13 goals in 5 games, and that wasn't enough in the end to get past and into the semifinals and into the gold medal game. So they've already come pretty close to that this year with already 9 goals in 2 games. But, they're closer. I mean, it's just another reminder, I think, that the world is really doing a good job of developing hockey talent, and if you want to say catching up to Canada, you don't see many of the 10-2, 10-1 games, although we might tonight. I mean, Denmark's a team that's they were the last one on board, and the last one in the boat on this tournament. They haven't been in the World Junior since 2019, I believe, and they've been throttled, let's say, in their first couple of games. And Canada beat them very soundly, 13-2 in the opener. So you might get that sort of blowout type of game tonight. I think for Canadian fans, that would probably be a sigh of relief. If it's another 4-2, 3-2, 2-1 hockey game, then I think we might be reaching a little closer to the panic button.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, I feel like this tournament has come a long way. I mean, like you mentioned, you're still going to see those 13-2 games, but not as much as you used to. I mean, you just look at that U.S.-Switzerland game, U.S. just sneaking by the Swiss, and it's good for this tournament, isn't it, Matt, to see those closer games, because more people are tuning in, because, you know, maybe that Latvia game, a lot of fans would be, it's just Latvia, I'm not going to tune in. They say, well, wait a minute, they beat them last year, let's watch, it was a nail-biter, good finish, and it's good for this tournament to see more close games instead of those blowouts.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you want a lot of parity. That's for sure. They have, they've been good games for sure. Obviously, that U.S. Swiss game, I watched a good chunk of that one as well. 7-5 Canada over Czechia, 3-2 Sweden over the Slovaks. That's in the other group. Mm-hmm. That was a really good game too. So there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like in this tournament to pin parity across the board. And I got my eye on that Finland game. I got to be honest with you. Finland just stumped Latvia 8-0, and I think that Canada barely beat Latvia. Uh-huh. So that's going to be the toughest game of the group here. That's going to be coming up on New Year's Eve.
TSN's Matt Cullen, the voice of Canada on this radio station during the World Juniors. Canada has been knocked out by Czechia in the quarters the past 2 years. How big a role will Coach Dale Hunter play in getting them back to that medal round?
Yeah, I think that Dale Hunter's a really calming voice, and he's a coach that's done it and with success at so many levels across his career. And he won the World Juniors with Canada in 2020, and then now he's back again for more, and won the Memorial Cup last year with the London Knights. I think he's a really strong voice, and he's a really well respected coach across Canada. And I think that that's what you need when players perhaps face adversity or uncertainty. A good coach that's been there before. I think that Dale is the man for the job. And when it comes to junior hockey in this country, I think he has to be sitting right at the very top.
Yeah, absolutely. And earlier you mentioned Gavin McKenna, the favorite to go first overall in June's draft. He has 4 assists through the first 2 games of the tournament. At last year's World Juniors, just the 1 goal in 5 games. Do you feel like we need to see more out of him? Is that fair to say?
You know, I'm not sure if more is the right word. I mean, would you like more? Sure. Obviously, you take more if you can get it. But, yeah, really talented player and has been through a lot. Had a great run with the Medicine Hat Tigers last year and is now playing in the NCAA. So really, really talented. And I think that with the forward depth around him, I think that that can be a source of support for him. And I'm sure the fans will hope that he is saved the best for last.
And do we know who we're seeing in the goal tonight for Canada?
I think they have to go back to the starter, Carter George. He wasn't even dressed last game, but I think they'll probably follow a similar routine as last year's tournament, where they had George start, and then Ivan Kovic played the second game. They went back to Carter George for the rest of the way. So I would suspect we would see Carter George back again.
We're speaking with TSN's Matt Cullen, the voice of Canada during the World Juniors, and Matt, the U.S. defending champs, Canada looking to get back on top, Czechia looking to medal for another tournament, Finland, Sweden, as we talked about, always in the mix. So who's coming out on top of this one, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Swedes look really good this year, and they only have 1 gold medal in the last 44 years. So I think that if you want to look at numbers, sure. Now, what have they done? They haven't been able to get it done over the last couple of tournaments. When it matters, having a silver medal a couple of years ago at home, they were in the mix last year as well. But they're going to be good. The Finns, you can never count them out. They had kind of a golden age, I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago. But it's a really strong side. And, it's really good again this year. I think medal round games, quarterfinal, semis.
And before I let you go, Matt, is there one World Junior memory that stands out in all the years that you've been watching the tournament as a kid growing up, now to a commentator?
I love that Jordan Eberle goal a couple of years ago. Gord Miller's call was just too good on that day. I think that one against the Russians, where Canada, I believe, was down maybe 5-0 or 5-1. They came all the way back and won it late. That's got to be a favorite World Junior memory. I often hear the double Dion as well. That was a good one. Pierre Maguire. That's always a fun one, turned into a Canada goal. And I hope there'll be a couple of new memories here for Canadian fans.
Absolutely. TSN's Matt Cullen, thanks so much for this. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Happy New Year, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, you bet. Enjoy the tournament, and Happy New Year to you too.
TSN's Matt Cullen, who is the voice, as I mentioned, of Canada on this radio station. He won't be calling tonight's game. He'll be, as he mentioned, doing double duty with the Ottawa Senators. It's been an interesting tournament. So far, only 3 days in, exciting, as we talked about Canada, 7 goals against Czechia, and then needed overtime against Latvia. So we'll see if that top line of Ginla and Martone and Michael Misa can get going. Gavin McKenna, 4 assists, 2 games. See if he can get a goal tonight. Matt mentioned, might be a pad the stats night against Denmark, but we'll have to wait and see. You never know with these tournaments. So it'll be a fun night of watching hockey on the TV, listening it to on the radio. Do you have a favorite World Junior moment from years past? As you heard, Matt said that a call from Gord Miller on a Jordan Eberle's goal to tie it against Russia a few years ago. And then he did it the next year, if you remember, in Saskatoon against the United States in the gold medal final when they were down 5-3. Two late goals by Eberle sent it to overtime. But then the U.S. would win that game. I was there for that one. That was an exciting moment for me. So shoot me a text if you have a favorite World Junior moment. 1-877-332-8255. I'm Justin Blackwell, filling in for Evan Bray here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. Justin Blackwell filling in today and tomorrow. TSN's Matt Cullen joined me earlier. If you have a favorite World Junior moment, give me a text, 1-877-332-8255. We're going to take a quick break for the news. Coming up, this is going to be a fascinating conversation. There's a joint research project underway in Saskatoon to understand the mental health needs of local firefighters. We'll learn more about that coming up on the Evan Bray Show here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.